The presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has said he would be prepared to meet the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump said that if he was elected in November, he would talk to Mr. Kim about his country's nuclear program and also put pressure on China to deal with the issue.
I would speak to him. I would have no problem speaking to him. At the same time, I would put a lot of pressure on China because economically we have tremendous power over China. People don't realize that. They are extracting vast billions of dollars out of our country. Billions. And we have tremendous power over China. China can solve that problem with one meeting or one phone call.
The U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has declared victory in the Democratic primary in the state of Kentucky. Her lead over her rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, came down to a few thousand votes. In the other ballot held on Tuesday, Bernie Sanders won in Oregon. Overall, Mrs. Clinton maintains a significant overall lead to take to the delegates' conference in July. The Japanese carmaker Suzuki says it's found discrepancies in the way it's been testing vehicles for fuel efficiency and emissions. But the company denied it had cheated to make its cars appear more efficient. Rumors of improper testing sent shares in the firm tumbling, down nearly 10% in Tokyo when the market closed. Theo Leggett reports.
Suzuki admits that an internal investigation has found discrepancies between the way in which its cars should have been tested and how the tests were actually carried out. However, it insists there was no deliberate attempt to mislead its customers or flatter the performance of its cars. Although the admission is an embarrassing one for Suzuki, analysts say the apparent violations are less serious than those uncovered at its rival Mitsubishi, which recently admitted falsifying fuel economy data on a number of Japanese models. Meanwhile, Mitsubishi itself has announced that its president, Tetsuro Akawa, is to step down in the wake of the scandal.
The Red Cross in Sri Lanka says more than 200 families are missing, feared buried under mud and sludge, after torrential rains sent landslides cascading over three villages in the centre of the island. The disaster management authorities say they can't confirm that figure, but say at least 32 people have been killed. Here's our South Asia editor, Charles Haviland.
Footage from the worst-hit area shows a massive gash along the side of a hill caused by a landslide. Villagers say more than 60 houses have been buried or damaged. Hundreds of army troops have been deployed and have managed to rescue scores of people. But it's difficult to get heavy equipment to the worst-hit places. President Maithripala Sirisena is visiting the area to meet victims' families. Meanwhile, the authorities in other badly hit parts of the island have appealed to the public to send water, dry food rations and sanitary items for those affected.
Charles Haviland reporting. World News from the BBC. China says it will maintain tax incentives for steel exports, despite a decision by the United States to impose duties of more than 500% on imports from China and Japan. The U.S. says unfair subsidies are allowing the two countries to sell certain kinds of steel at below cost. But Beijing says it will keep its tax rebate policy for exports of the metal to help tackle excess production. The New England football champions Leicester City have arrived in Thailand for a celebratory tour. The team, which defied huge odds to win the English Premier League, are owned by the Thai billionaire Wichai Siwatanaprapa. From Bangkok, Jonathan Head reports.
Leicester's unexpected success has given the Thai company which bought the club 6 years ago a golden opportunity to promote itself and the team in football-mad Thailand. Members of the winning squad were greeted by jubilant fans when they arrived early this morning at Bangkok Airport, led by their manager Claudio Ranieri and captain Wes Morgan. Later, they will display the Premier League trophy at the headquarters of King Power, where the company has in recent weeks put up giant TV screens for fans to watch the team's final games.
The Chinese billionaire Jack Ma has pulled out of an anti-counterfeiting conference in the US after the organizers suspended his company Alibaba. He'd been due to give the keynote speech at the Anti-Counterfeiting Coalition's conference in Florida. When Alibaba was admitted to the coalition last month, several companies left in protest. BBC News.